doing now. Psalm 18. I often will point out to recognize the superscriptions that you find with the Psalms, and they'll often give you a little more information. And as a matter of fact, the superscription to this psalm seems to lead us right in to the first verse of the psalm. So I'm going to read that superscription, and then we'll go right into the first verse. It says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this psalm in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love the Lord, love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer and my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The solace of death compassed me, and the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. That is reading the first six verses from Psalm 18. This psalm seems to have been written by David in the latter years of his life. It was a time for David of looking back into the past. And David sees the hand of God at work down through the years of his life. And David in this psalm just pauses to praise the Lord for all he's done for him. I believe it does us all well. Let remarrying then just to pause to praise the Lord. Then Psalm 33:1, the psalmist says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That word comely means beautiful. I believe it's a beautiful thing when God's people pause in life just to praise and honor the Lord. And that is what David is doing in this psalm. I'd like to share a few things today. With our hard souls just pausing to praise the Lord. Pausing to praise the Lord. I want to mention, first of all, that I made aware in this psalm that life can be greatly troubled. Life can be greatly troubled. It was shown that made the statement, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Life surely has a lot of troubles that we all face. And as David looks back, I believe David is considering all the ways that the Lord has brought him to where he is. In that circumscription, it says that he spake the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Right now, David remembered that day, that hour, when Samuel turned up at his father's house. No doubt he remembered how that God, through Samuel, had anointed him to be the next king of Israel. But it had been a long, hard journey from that day to where David's at now. But now he looks back and he thinks of how that God had brought him all the way. I've often thought, is it possible this was early years after Samuel and David went back down to trim the sheep. I wonder, David, man, this is going to be some ride to the throne room. Oh, this is going to be wonderful. I am going to go one day, be accepted of all Israel, and I'll be on the throne. But there came that day that David, as a young lad still, went to where the battle was being fought. That David, with the help of God, defeated the giant Goliath. People started singing the praises of David. Surely they thought, here we go. Saul got jealous of David. Saul got angry. Let that jealousy out on that young David. Tell it all again. David had Saul to throw a javelin at him a couple of times. Saul threatened David. David finally had to go on the run. Spent years hiding in the caves, hiding in the forest, hiding in the mountains of Judea. Saul kept following him. Saul would hound him. On two occasions, David could have killed Saul. Two occasions, David had that opportunity. David said, I'll not lift my hand against the Lord's anointed. Someday his time will come. Then God will take care of all that. And Saul was humble that David spared his life. And he said, David, I'll leave you alone. Saul went back to Jerusalem. But the very next chapter in Samuel after that, David said, there'll come a day, I'm afraid, that I'll perish at the hand of Saul. David, in all those years, walked through a lot of deep valleys. David faced the lot of dangers, never changed the discouragement, wondering if ever get through one. There were times that David, the dead man, looking back, said, God, there were times I didn't think I'd get through it. God, there were times I thought I'll never survive the hand of Saul. But God, I just paused there long enough to realize what you've done for me and where you brought me from. Violations. Sometimes we walk through dark valleys. Sometimes we get the idea early on when we got saved by the grace of God. Oh, that that was saved, it'll all go good. Things will go easy. But then long we find their valleys out there. As Adam talked this morning, the potter or the refiner does his work purifying our lives and our hearts. We find things that are difficult. We face our own giants. We find our own souls. We fail to sting the people that turn their back on us. We understand the hurts of seeing our loved ones slip from this side of life. Burdens weigh heavy on us. Sometimes we say, as Adam mentioned, Lord, I don't know that I can take all of this. But then somewhere we start to look back and say, God, I see how you got me through it. You see, that's what David's doing. He said, God, I've walked through some deep waters. God, I've walked through some dark valleys. God, I've had some tough days. But you got me from the shepherd's field to the throne. Preacher, what are you saying? God's going to give His children from the place of salvation to glory one day. There's going to be deep valleys. There's going to be hard days. There's going to be broken hearts. David said, look back and see how you got me through them. How you brought me to where I'm at. So we understand life can be greatly troubled. And then David goes on to say that his life has been wonderfully blessed. David said, I love the Lord. For I love thee, O Lord, thy strength. David realizes that he's where he's at because of the Lord. David realizes, Lord, I've got through all of those things, and because you got me through, I love you. And he said, Lord, you're my strength. Then David goes and gives seven descriptions of what the Lord is to him. David said in verse 2, the Lord is my rock. What David is saying, Lord, you've been my high place. You've been my solid foundation. You're my rock. I will tell you, there's been a lot of times I felt like the ground under me was given away, but it wasn't. Because I'm standing on the rock. David said, God, you've been the rock. You've been the sure place. You've been my sure footing. Sometimes we don't understand. All those things that go into our lives, that are happening in our lives, our homes, our hearts. David said, through all of that, you've been the rock. You've been the sure place. Yet then he said, in the fortress, that's a place of safety. David said, you've been the place I've run to when I've been afraid, when I didn't have the answers, when I didn't know what to do. He said, now you've been my fortress. You've been the safety place, the place of safety against the adversary. Then he said, and my deliverer. You're the one that not only saved me, but brought me through harm and danger. And faced, I think that David, no doubt, thought about all those days that Saul was so close on his heels. And he said, Lord, you have been my salvation, my deliverer. Brought me to where I'm at. Then he said, my God. That word God is the Hebrew word meaning the Almighty One. David said, you're the one that's still in control of all things. Never still on the throne, and that's never going to change. That's never going to change. It is said in my strength. That is come down an unmovable rock. David said, you're never going to change. You're going to always be the same. You realize God was God before our heartaches and troubles. And once they're over, he's still going to be God. He is been the rock in the hard days of life. And he'll never change. He's always going to be the same. David went on to say, and in whom I trust. David said, I'm just going to find my rest, my strength in you. That's what that word trust is talking about. Lord, it's in you that I really find rest, find strength. Then he said in my buckler. What is a buckler? Why, it's a shield. David said, you're my shield. You're the one that protects me. You're the one that watches over me to strengthen my life. David went on and he said, in the horn of my salvation. David is talking about my security. My strength is in the Lord. David is saying, Lord, all I have is in you. All I am is because of you. You realize, if tomorrow I lost everything I own like Job did, I'd still have my salvation. That is secure always in the Lord. Then David said, and my talent. And that David is thinking about those towers on the walls of Jerusalem. Then David said, Lord, you're my high tower. You say, what was those high towers all about? It was in those high towers that the soldiers would guard the city. But in those towers, they had all the supplies they ever would need. While they were on the wall. I want to tell you, in Him is all the supplies that I'm ever going to need. David said, you're my high tower. You're my high tower. David said, oh, then I could have took a lot more time than I wanted to get down to the last one. David is fervently trusting the Lord. And verse 1, I didn't deal a lot with it. But David said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. David said, Lord, you're my love. Lord, you're the love of my life. David was saying it like this. Lord, I love you so much that I want to just sit down beside you and throw my arms around you and hug you and just tell you how much I love you. David said, Lord, I love you that much. I want to tell you, when you love Him like that, you're all right in this life. David loved that and said, Lord, all I have been through hasn't diminished my love for you. But it's deepened my love for you. It's caused me to love you more. Can I tell you something today? Every battle that I go through, every trial that I face, every heartache, every sorrow, I come out of it loving Him more than I did before. I remember my daughter years ago saying, every time I go through the hospital, I always come out closer to Him than I was when I went in. I want to tell you, when you walk through the valley with Him by your side, when you fought the battle with Jesus by your side, you'll find yourself loving Him more and more and more. And David did. But then David said, my strength. He said, the preacher, didn't he say he's the strength? In verse 2, and he did. Don't really see it in the English. But in the Hebrew, those are two different words. There's a matter of fact. This Hebrew word, strength in verse 1, you don't find it anywhere else in all the Bible except in this verse. And David said, Lord, you are my strength. What does that word strength mean? David said, Lord, you're my everything. That word strength means everything. Lord, you're everything. Lord, you're all that I need. You're all that I have. Lord, you're really all that I need. Lord, you're everything. David said, Lord, I couldn't have faced the giant Goliath without you. Lord, I couldn't have faced those days on the road from Saul without you. Lord, I couldn't have faced the hardships God, I could have faced the long, lonely night before I could be where I am today if it was not for you. That's why David said, Lord, you're my strength. Lord, I can't make it without you. That's why David was praising the Lord. That's why David just stopped long enough. He said, Lord, I look back and I see all those days, those hard days, those difficult hours. And I see all that I went through. And I see where I'm at. And he said, God, I'm just going to stop and think and praise you because I've never done it without you. I want to tell you that's true for every single one of us today. We all have reason to just pause and say, Lord, you're my everything. And I love you with the whole of my heart. You're the one that brought me from where I was at in sin to where I'm at today. And one day you're going to get me all the way home in your presence. He's worthy, is he not? David said that. Adam said it in teaching, and David said it in verse 3. He said, I'll call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. He's worth it today. I wonder, can you look back and see where he's brought you from? And all he's brought you through? Everywhere, in every place your foot is set, you didn't walk it alone. Every valley I've gone through, somewhere in the shadows, here was Jesus. Oh my. Yesterday morning, Alice and I was going to leave and I got in the shower. She was drying her hair. She turned on her phone to some music. First song that played said these words, it's been a long journey, but I've been blessed. I want to say it's been a long journey that we've walked, but God has blessed. We went by, sat with Hazel a little while yesterday and visited her. On the first day she said to us, she said, you know what, it's been some hard days. She said, Karen's gone and now Kevin. But she said, you know what, I still praise the Lord because he's so good. And I thought, isn't that exactly what the Lord wants us to do? That when we face the battle struggles of life, realize that we got through it because of him, and just thank him and praise him for who he is. That's what David was doing. He said, I just praise you, Lord, for who you are, because you're so worthy. I'm going to let him come to the piano and organ, if they will, and Adam, if you'll want to just get us up into the song Amazing Grace at work. And we'll just stand at our feet. There may be somebody that you need to just bow at his feet today and say, Lord, it's been a long journey. But you've been there with me through it all. And you've helped me. You've given me strength. And Lord, I just want to stop like David today and say, Lord, I love you. You're my everything. You're the one that got me to where I am, and you'll get me to where I need to be. And Lord, I just love you. And I just wanted to tell you one more time. Let's stand to our feet. There's a need in your heart, a desire toward Him.